forum where we encourage Passion Play directors and producers to put the event on. Every Passion Play is different. Every city and town has their own cultural, or they want to put their own identity or script on. We don't interfere with that. We just encourage it by helping them with best practices on how to close the high street down, how to speak to the council, where to get the best scripts, or how to write a script, and how to get funding, how to do PR. It's a free service. We're all volunteers. Most of us are Christians, and some aren't. Some people just love biblical drama because they've been in Passion Plays and just want to do it for the love of it.
You spoke there, obviously, of the practicalities of actually putting on a Passion Play. A lot of us would think about kind of the casting, the producing of the actual performance, but you mentioned there things like the practicalities of getting permission for the city that perhaps you want to host this event. Some people might think it's a challenging process, is it?
No, it's quite simple because councils love community events. Councils are voted in by the community, by households who live in towns and cities. So they are there to serve them. And if there's a street party or a fete, or you know, they want to facilitate that. And councils do tend to put a lot of red tape around it, and they have to be cautious in terms of health and safety to make sure that children are fenced off and don't run on roads, and the traffic's kept away from audiences.
Because in this country, many, many years ago, we did have a history of hosting them, but then that kind of fell away.
You know, before Henry VIII, Passion and Mystery Plays were part of the normal culture, Christian culture, and most towns and cities used to put them on. You know, the bakers used to do the feeding of the 5,000. The carpenters used to come together and build the cross. Most of England there were illiterate and couldn't read or write. So what the monasteries and the priests of the churches used to do, put these events on so they could act it out, so people are going to understand who Christ was. It's a wonderful culture, and it's lasted through. The if you look at Europe and where the Catholic Church has survived, those Passion Plays still go on. If you look at southern Germany and parts of France and Italy and Spain, some of these Passion Plays have been going on for centuries. The most famous is the Ober-Ammergau one, that's a great story as to how that started. There was the Black Death, and cities and towns were closing their gates to people because if anyone who came in with the Black Death, it would meant sort of certain death to the whole city. Ober-Ammergau managed to keep the disease out for, I think, about 2 years, until one character came in and he had sort of black marks all over him, and everyone thought, well, this is curtains for everyone. So they started praying, and the Bürgermeister, or the mayor, and the priests did this vow to God that if God saved them from the plague, that they would commemorate God every year. And that happened in 1633, and every 10 years ever since then, apart from the Second World War and First World War, they have done this Passion Play to commemorate Christ.
And Alex, we've talked quite a bit about, obviously, the power of drama. Do you think it is also to do with the location? You've said the fact that many of them are held on the street, so people can perhaps stumble across it, they can take it or leave it. There's no pressure in terms of that outreach to the community.
Yeah, that's right. You know, people pass by. People like to see street drama unfolding and the actual message it gives. We were doing a Passion Play up in Edinburgh. There was a whole group of Japanese students came along, and then we chatted to them, and they were told by their English literature professor to come along, and they all said, we all know who Jesus Christ is now. We didn't know before. It's a very powerful word. I mean, Jesus Christ's words are probably the most powerful words this world will ever know. And you know, the more it's put out on the streets and towns, the word of God is put out in the streets and towns, the better it is, you know. It's a very powerful story. The people it impacts the most are the cast. Because when you're rehearsing the word of God, when you're rehearsing scripture, every week for 6 months, you know, it brings you to a closer relationship with God. You go on a journey with God as you understand the scriptures more. It bonds you as a community. It brings communities together. You know, some churches that hadn't talked together, some youth groups and schools that had never talked to each other from other parts of towns. You know, they all come together.
And the website, if listeners want to find out more, passiontrust.org. Alex Stewart-Clark, thank you for joining us.
Bless you. Thank you for listening to me.